Dakota for about 3.5 years. And one of the most difficult things for me to adjust to was what to do with our garbage. Because I'd always lived in a place where you just took the garbage out to the side of the road and they picked it up. And out there they didn't have any garbage pickup. So we learned very quickly that if you leave your garbage around very long, it begins to stink. And not only that, it invites all kinds of pests and everything. And so as a matter of discipline, we had to pack it up, load it in the car, and take it to the dump. How many of you take your garbage to the dump? That's pretty good number there. So we had to get rid of our own garbage that way. And of course, after we learned and disciplined ourselves to do that, like, you know, every Saturday, that's just the plan, is you take the garbage to the dump. It wasn't such a big deal. But I found out that there's another kind of garbage that's a little bit more difficult to get rid of. And I'm talking about the garbage that comes in our past lives. Some of that is more difficult to manage, and some people have never quite learned how to deal with yesterday. They don't know what to do with yesterday. They don't know what to do with the past hurts and disappointments and decisions that they made that were not the best decisions. So what do you do with the past? What do you do with yesterday? How do you get rid of some of that garbage? Because, you know, for some people, it's a heavy weight that just hangs around their necks. And it keeps them from experiencing all the good that God intends for them to have. You know, so much time the past is like static cling. You know, you ever had static cling where your socks or whatever come out of the laundry and they just stick to your clothes? They stick all over. And there's part of our past that's like that. It's difficult to get rid of. And if we can't get rid of it, we can't focus on the future. We can't go on to new business because we're so bogged down with the old business. I don't want to get real personal here tonight, so I'm not going to ask you to talk out loud. But think in your heart, is there anything in the past, anything in your past that you would like to get rid of? Is this kind of there like garbage? Something there, that maybe there's guilt. Maybe there's hurt feelings. Maybe it's something that you failed in, and the disappointment of that, you just can't let go of. Maybe it's something that somebody else did to hurt you, and you keep rehearsing it, and the pain just won't go away. Is it grief? Is it something that you've lost? And I know that things can be very real and very hurting. I'm not trying to make light of anything tonight. But I would just maybe suggest to you that God wants to do something great in the new year. But maybe he's saying, you know, there's this thing that you need to let go of first. There's this thing that you have to deal with in order to make that happen. I want to make your life so full. But I can't right now because there's not room enough for me to come in and fill it with the things that I want to fill it with. Our God is not a God of the past, but he's a God of the future. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And God says, I want to do a new thing, and I want to give new beginnings. And so whatever is hurting you, whatever is holding you back, whatever might be keeping you from the fullest possible experiences of life, God wants to gather those things up, and like a garbage collector, he wants to take them away so that they never bother you again. And God can do that, and God will do that if we let him. Three things that I'd like to just mention here tonight. First of all, name and claim yesterday's garbage. You know, until you can put a handle on it, until you can give it a name and come to grips with what it really is, you can't deal with it. So name it. Stephen Brown taught swimming and diving for a number of years. He tells about a boy named Billy. Billy had watched so many professional divers that he wanted to be like them, but he wanted to be like them so quickly that he didn't take time to learn the basics of diving. Time after time, his coach tried to help Billy see that the most important thing about diving was to keep your head in the proper position. If his head entered the water properly, then the rest of his dive would enter the the rest of his body would enter the water properly as well, at least more than it had been. And so Billy would dive into the pool, do a belly flop, and come up grinning. "Mr. Brown, Mr. Brown," he would shout. "Were my feet together?" "Billy, I don't care whether your feet were together or not," Brown shouted back. "Make sure your head is straight, and then everything else will work out." The next time, Billy would stand on the edge of the diving board and really concentrate. Then he would dive again, and he'd make a mess out of it again. He'd say, "Mr. Brown, were my hands together?" Billy Brown would groan in frustration. "I'm going to get you a neck brace and weld it onto your head. For the 100th time, if your head is right, the rest of you will be right. If your head is wrong, the rest of you will be wrong." It really isn't that true in all of life. If our head is in the right place, then the rest of our life is going to come together and things are going to work out. But if we're messed up in our thinking, if our head isn't in the right place and we're thinking and we're concentrating and things that are clouding our mind that don't need to be there, then the rest of our life is going to be a mess as well. So is your head on right? What is it about the past that you need to work out? What kind of garbage is there? Name it and be able to deal with it. Secondly, learn from yesterday's garbage. Learn from yesterday's garbage. Learn from yesterday's mistakes. At the beginning of a new school year, a high school principal decided that he was going to have his teachers write out their New Year's resolutions, and then he would post them on the bulletin board. And he did that, and the teachers began to gather around the bulletin board and look to see their resolutions. And all of a sudden, a commotion started, and teachers were complaining. And one teacher said, "My resolutions aren't up there. What happened to my resolutions? How come my resolutions weren't posted?" She was throwing such a temper tantrum that the principal had to go back into his office to see if somehow he had misplaced her resolutions. And sure enough, he had forgotten them on the desk. But as he read through her list of resolutions, he was amazed, because the top resolution on her list was, "I will not make such a big deal out of little things." See, she had not learned yet from yesterday. She had not yet learned from the past, and she was still bringing that old garbage into the new year. And the third thing is, let God take care of yesterday's garbage. Let God take care of it. You know, there are hurts that are real, there are disappointments that are real. People have done things to us. Those things are very real, and there's things that we can't deal with ourselves. And so we need to let God do His work in our lives. Let me illustrate why this is so important. Michael Bach tells a great story about archaeologist Howard Carter. In 1922, Carter was completing nearly 15 years of digging in the famous Valley of the Kings in Egypt. He was hoping to find the royal tomb of Pharaoh, one of the pharaohs. We know him as King Tut. But having found nothing, his days of digging were coming to an end. Money was running out. And then one day, workers discovered 16 stairs leading into the earth. Thousands of baskets filled with rocks and sand had to be carried away, but eventually a door was found at the end of a long passageway. Carter drilled a small hole in the door and stuck an iron testing rod into a dark, blank space. He then inserted a candle into the hole and peered in. As his eyes grew accustomed to the light, details emerged into his view, and he saw some strange animals, some statues. And everywhere he looked, there was this glint of gold. He wrote of that moment, "For the moment I was struck dumb with amazement. A partner asked, 'Can you see anything?' And Carter's reply was, 'Yes, I can see things. I see wonderful things.'" Let God take care of the garbage in your life so that you can see wondrous things in this new year. A new year is dawning with a lot of new light. And there are some great things that we will be able to behold. There are some great things that God wants you to see, to give you insights and truths that you have not seen yet. Things that God wants to do in the area of blessing you and your families. But you see, we have to let go of the garbage of the past year in order to be able to rejoice in God's goodness in the new year. And we have great reason to rejoice. There are great things that we can look forward to because, you know, we're a blessed people. We really are. We are a blessed people. God has smiled on us. God has lifted up His countenance upon us. And we are so blessed. And if you think about it, I think you can count some blessings in your own life. Just begin to count the blessings that are there. And as the song goes, it surprises you sometimes of what God has done. We are blessed. Another thing is we are chosen. Paul made all of these truths known to us in the book of Romans. We are a chosen people. God, you know, has chosen you. And God has ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And so may this next year be the most blessed year you've ever had. May this next year be the most fruitful year you've ever had. And then you are also predestinated. And what I mean by that is you are predestinated to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. God has determined that that is going to happen. He will work in your heart and in your life this year to make you more Christ-like. And so may this year be a time of growth for you. May it be a time when you become more and more like your Savior and like your Lord. So we're blessed, we're chosen, we're predestinated to be conformed into the image of God's Son with all of those things ahead of us. Can we just get rid of the garbage? Mentally thinking today, can you take the garbage to the dump? Or can you place it out by the curb and say, "Here, God, would you come and would you take it away? I don't want to deal with it anymore. I want to forget these past things. And I want to lay a hold of and I want to grasp that which is new. And I want to see the wondrous things that you have for me this year." Could we pray? Father, I know that I make it sound so easy to just get rid of the garbage. But Lord, it's not such an easy thing to do. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing to do. And so, Lord, tonight we ask, first of all, for your grace that we might be able to do that which needs to be done. But Lord, we also ask for your divine help, for your strength, for your courage, for your ability, Lord, to toss these things aside and to reach out toward those things that are new, that are waiting for us as we draw into a closer relationship with you this year. So, Lord, I pray that you would work in each heart, in each life. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal things to us by your Holy Spirit, things that we need to get rid of so that we can grasp that which you have for us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Bob, are you ready?